بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أياما معدودات، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So with Ramadan only a few days away, a very important piece of advice that I've been given by my teachers that I want to pass on to everyone here as well, actually stems from some things that many of you may have seen when you were younger. When we were younger, there were these game shows that would come on television where you'd be given, I forgot what they were called, but you'd be given like 1 minute and you can run through the entire store, and anything you put in your cart, you have to cross the line in 1 minute, you can keep it. And so there was one interview, actually, I had listened to and read about a few years ago, where this person, it's a true story. A lot of his adult life he spent, the kids don't know what I'm talking about, but there used to be these telephones that you can actually pull the receiver off the console and you'd press buttons that you dial. Kids don't know what I'm talking about, but the adults, you might know what I'm talking about. So he learned to dial very quickly so he could be the fourth caller, the 10th caller, the 12th caller, whatever the case may be. So he won this particular opportunity that there was a radio station was giving away, that they, in a bank vault, they put a table full of money. And I think it was $100,000, all in $1 bills. And he had, I forgot, 30 seconds or 1 minute to, as much as he can carry out with himself across the line, and he can go back and forth, he would win all that amount. So I felt so bad when I saw this interview that he was preparing his whole life for something big like this. So his fingers are very quick and very strong. But because he's always sitting preparing with his fingers, he physically wasn't very capable. So the person said, go. He ran. He tripped over his own feet. He didn't even make it into the vault. He gets up. He runs into the vault. He trips over the ledge, the threshold of the vault. He falls again. He begins to try to collect money, and it's falling everywhere. And then he tries to run. He trips again. So I forgot the grand total, but he came out with very little money in comparison to what he could have made. And in the interview, he was saying that he hopes one day he can get that opportunity again. But it was a very small amount of time. And he, in one way, prepared himself, but in so many other ways, he didn't prepare himself. So when he went to get the prize that awaited, he didn't have the capacity to carry it out. That's Ramadan. Ramadan, and there's a timer, right? It wasn't he had all day to take out the bills. It's a minute or 30 seconds. Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. It's a numbered amount, limited days. So the timer begins as soon as the adhan is called, likely this Friday night. And it's going to go for what seems to be 29 days. Allah Ta'ala knows best. And every moment the time ticks away that we could have taken something valuable, or we could potentially lose out on something valuable. While the time is going, sometimes people are busy. They don't understand it's passing. Only when the buzzer goes off, only when the adhan for Maghrib at the end of Ramadan is sound, then a person realizes, how much I've wasted my time. So how do we avoid this regret, this remorse, this nadama, this feeling, this disgust? It's to prepare. There's a physical preparation, a psychological preparation, a spiritual preparation. There's also a very practical preparation. Ramadan for us this year is in a fall and fast that are about 18 hours long, give or take a half hour. And many of us work. Many of us have children, many of us are married, we have lives that revolve around hours that are not really conducive to rest. Tarawih, prayer goes late, suhoor is very early, fajr is early. It's very hard to find proper rest. So what should we do? These next 2 or 3 days, we should sit down with our families. And we should say, what are our goals this Ramadan? We don't have to have a million goals. What's the use of having a whole wall full of goals and we can't even achieve one? We could have 5 goals. My goal is, for example, one of my personal goals this Ramadan is not to miss suhoor with my family. I never eat suhoor with my family. What I do is I'll take a date in water, and if I fall, I'll keep it where I am. If I fall asleep, I'll just quickly, before my alarm sounds, I'll quickly eat and drink it. But that affects them negatively. That's one of my personal goals. Some people have the goal, I'm going to finish one Quran the entire month of Ramadan. Some people have the goal that at the end of Ramadan, I want to be able to complete one i'tikaf. Whatever the case may be. Plot out 3 goals, 5 goals as a family. And then have those goals posted somewhere. So it's a constant reminder for us. The second thing, prepare a schedule. Now it's not an individual schedule, it's a family schedule. Because look, if I have a schedule and my wife has a different schedule, my kids have a different schedule, it's just going to be clashing the whole time. But if we all decide that, look, from Asr to Maghrib is Quran time. From after Asr for 40 minutes, we're going to help mom prepare dinner so it's easy on her, so it's quick for her. Then from 6:40, 6:45 till 8 o'clock, we'll be reading Quran. From 8 o'clock to 8:20, we'll be making dua. From when we come home from Tarawih prayer, 12:15 to 12:45, we'll be doing tahajjud. Whatever, have the schedule set. That way we know. If everyone knows that, okay, I get home from 5 to 6, don't disturb me, I'm taking a nap. And everyone knows that. Now the kids aren't going to come home and say, oh, why is Baba not sitting with us? No. 5 to 6 is nap time. He'll sit with us from X to Y time, from A to B time. And this becomes important because the family comes on the same page. Now this is actually from hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to, according to hadith, he used to prepare himself. The little narration mentions that he used to tighten his izar. And he would then waken his family. He would put them all on the same schedule. That's not common in all hadith. In some hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be praying, Aisha radiallahu anhu would be resting. And the narration mentions that she's lying down, and when he's in qiyam, she would stretch her feet out. And when he goes to sajda, he would tap her feet, she would move it close to herself, he'd go to sajda. He didn't make her, and then someone might say, well, maybe she wasn't praying. Fine, she could have been, if she's in that time of the month, she could have been doing dhikr, whatever the case may be. But he didn't say, because I'm praying, you have to pray. Outside of Ramadan, you have your schedule, I have my schedule. But in Ramadan, he would wake up his entire family. They would all come on the same page. Why? Because it's a magnanimous month that has a lot of opportunities. And if anyone is off sync, everyone's going to have a difficulty. So when we go back home tonight, or the next couple nights, we're sitting with our family. Nothing big. Don't try to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your own plans. Just have some set goals. One of them should obviously be taqwa. And Allah ta'ala will grant you, inshallah, his qurb and his wilaya and taqwa, etc. Inshallah, you'll get that. But set these goals. That way, no one becomes frustrated either. So many times I've seen, at the end of Ramadan, people get frustrated with one another. It's because of you I couldn't finish. Well, the wife didn't know what the husband wanted. The husband didn't know what the wife wanted. The parents didn't know what the children wanted, etc. So no one was on the same page. But if everyone was on the same page, it would work very easily. So my advice to myself, first and foremost, and all of us here, that sometimes we get so caught up in the spiritual. I need to fast for Ramadan. I need to do qiyam for Ramadan. That's good. We forget about the practical. And the practical parts in hadith are very prudent. They're very, they're not relative. They're very much, they apply to everyone across the spectrum. And that's something that we should look to do. We should see what are our goals this year and how will we achieve it as a family. And if you're an individual, if you're single, then how will you achieve it as a single person? Or you can join with people because kunu ma'al sadiqeen. 4 or 5 single guys can say, these are our goals. Let's push each other. Ta'awanu ala albirri wa taqwa. Right? It's you push one another towards a piety and towards closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make amongst those who come into Ramadan focused and we exit Ramadan benefiting. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us amongst those who this Ramadan we finally change and get taqwa and we experience the best Ramadan we've ever had and every subsequent Ramadan is better than the previous one. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.